Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's called the Food Immunity Bill. It's now on the books in Kentucky and in effect. And Tamara Sandberg with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks says that's just fine with her.
We know that there's more than enough food to feed every man, woman, and child in the entire United States. The problem is connecting the available food with our neighbors who are struggling with food insecurity. And so this bill, we believe, is going to be a very important step in making sure that the good, healthy food that retailers aren't able to sell, it gives them the confidence to donate that food to a local food bank instead of taking it to the landfill.
The new law was proposed by Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles, a result in part of the work done through his Hunger Task Force of the past year. Sandberg says retailers on that task force said that liability was an issue.
We have heard from retailers such as Houchins Industries. They're a member of Commissioner Quarles' Hunger Task Force. They talked about actually putting padlocks on dumpsters because they were so afraid that somebody would get in there and get that food and then get sick and then they'd be liable for it. So Houchins Industries was the ones that came up with this idea and said, if you could help us have more confidence in our immunity from liability, we'll be better able to make sure that the food resources they have access to goes to feed our hungry neighbors.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Tamara Sandberg, executive director of the Kentucky Association of Food Banks, says the new food immunity bill will have a positive impact on produce farmers, too. Some have been reluctant to allow gleaners to clean up their fields after the initial harvest was completed.
We have volunteers that would like to go in those fields and help pick whatever's left at the end of the season and get it to a food bank. But farmers had told us they were afraid also of being liable if something happened to those volunteers that were in their fields, or if they put the gleaned produce into reused boxes and somebody got sick from it, that they'd be liable from that. And this bill, again, it just makes it clear this law protects them. Unless there's intentional misconduct, they will not be liable if somebody gets sick from what they donate.
Sandberg thanked Commissioner Quarles for developing the bill, Governor Bevin for signing it, and the General Assembly, where the bill passed this spring unanimously in both chambers. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.